You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks, and this segment is produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Today we're talking with Zeef Zinnick, a familiar name in the township's art scene. He's the founder of Shazam Fest, a municipal councillor in Barnston West, and the creative force behind A Pizza on Galt West in Sherbrooke. After 7 years as both a neighborhood pizzeria and a cultural hub, A Pizza will be closing its doors at the end of December. I sat down with Zeef to talk about what led to the decision, what it means for the community, and what might come next. Tell me about the A Pizza situation, Zeef.
Oh yeah, we're going to be closing at the end of January. At the end of December. The parking lot, that's in front of the pizzeria has been sold, and the guy's planning on building a building there for the next 2 years. So we didn't really want to stick around to, 5 feet from our front door to have a construction site. It's not really interesting.
Okay, so it's a parking issue.
Well, no, we still have our own parking. That's not the problem. It's just mostly, Mike, who's my partner at the business and who runs the day-to-day. If we're going to be, we make a lot of noise. We do a lot of events. We do a lot of things. And if we're going to have, an apartment building right, 5 feet from our front door, it takes away the pleasure of doing what we're doing,
Give me a little 30-second history of A Pizza.
Well, we opened 7 years ago. We've been an intricate the center of the arts in Sherbrooke. We've been hosting jams since, the November of 2018. And, there's a lot of art and a lot of events that have been through our pizzeria. So it's not just the pizzeria. It's like a cultural center at the same time. And, we've been feeding the neighborhood. We've given over 10,000 slices of pizza to the neighborhood, people in the neighborhood since we've opened. So, that's one of the things that we are worried about the most is the fact that, when we disappear, a major source of food for the local population, underserved, underprivileged, and, homeless population will be screwed, because we, every day we feed 5-10 people, every day that we're open, so that's, we give away 10, anywhere from 5 to 15 slices of pizza a day since we've been open. So, that's the major thing that I'm worried about for our neighborhood. And, knowing the projects that have been built in our neighborhood in the last little while, it's really sad because, most of these projects are supposed to, they don't include low-income housing, which is what our, what our neighborhood needs more than anything else.
Did you consider moving the pizza shop?
We're not making enough money to have the money to invest in a move, honestly. We're open to... If somebody wants to become a partner or somebody wants to take over and do it somewhere else, we're willing to help out with that. We're willing to, give our equipment. If somebody wants to start a co-op, whatever, we're willing, but we just don't have the energy to start moving and doing everything on our own.
A few months ago, you announced you wouldn't be running Shazam Fest next year. Now you're closing A Pizza. What's next for you, Zeef?
We're going to take a year off and make art, and then we're going to come back with Shazam in 2027. But right now, I'm a little bit, running on empty and need to, concentrate on my life and myself and my art, So that's what's going on right now.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit about your art projects.
Oh, well, I'm for art. I make, I studied clothing design when I was a kid. I make, so I'm into getting back into sewing, but also, creating events is like the my main art since a long time. So, we have a whole series of shows and stuff going to be happening between now and the end of December when we close. So we'll have a bunch of events going on at the pizzeria, and then we'll see from there. We're going to probably do, we're most likely going to do our winter carnival, our Shazam winter carnival this winter, probably at the end of January, beginning of February. And then from there, we'll see, We're going to take a summer off. We have a whole bunch of ideas that are percolating and brewing, and over the next couple months, we'll be where we're at to do things next summer. You know, we're not gone or going yet. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities, but at this point, I just don't have the energy to lead a project or to move the pizzeria to somewhere. Because we know the pizzeria, you know, it's a viable business, and especially if we have a place, you know, with a better, more foot traffic, it would just, you know, it would be a much easier thing economically to leave. So, you know, there's all of that, and plus, you know, there's a slowdown in the economy, so people are spending less. So, you know, we see it all coming. So
Shazam Fest will be back in 2027 with new leadership?
No. It'll just be back. It's just, I'm taking a year off, you know, after 20 years, you know, need a little break. Rest and recuperate and get re-inspired.
Were you re-elected as councillor in Barnston West?
I was. I was reacclaimed. I've never been elected. But I must not be doing such a bad job if nobody wants it, my job, you know. This will be my fourth mandate, so I've been town councillor for 12 years, and you know, and we have a new council, you know, like we have a new member of council that just got elected, and which is cool because I'm always happy when, you know, there's people on the council that are not retirement age that get elected council. You know, I think it's important that young people get involved in their municipal affairs because it's the the governmental, it's the easiest influence you can have on your actual personal life and the life of the people, your neighbors, is by, you know, being in municipal politics. And I think that's super important to have an effect on your community. And I think the problem with local politics, first of all, the money, there's not very much money involved. And a lot of people are too busy because, in a capitalist system where the rents are going up and everything is expensive, people have to work more than one job to keep food on the table and feed their kids and clothe their kids and pay rent and everything. And I think that's it creates a problem where there's only retired people in town councils and small towns, especially, you know. So I'm happy that we elected somebody who's in their 40s and that, will represent a new generation, because often on town councils, you know, I'm the MRC of Squatty Cook, this time around, there's a bunch of people in their 40s who've been, I think there should be people in their 20s and 30s on town councils, you know. More so too, because they're the future, so they should be making the future plans, you know. that's how I see it anyways. But I'm happy that we have a new person on board, and I think, you know, we can create something, you know, more interesting and more dynamic, you know.
Do you have comment on the new mayor, Julie Grenier?
Yeah, she was one of our town councillors. She's definitely one of the most community, implicated of our town council. She was, you know, she worked for Squatty Cook in community organizations, and she's now the head of the Rosinski Center in Ways Mills. She's the director general. So I think it's cool because, you know, somebody that's open-minded to culture and community, and that's going to be at the head of our municipality, I think is a really good thing. You know, maybe we could start having something a little more dynamic happening in Barnston West, because it's, you know, it's been hard because we're not a very cohesive municipality, you know, like, half of them have phone numbers and postal codes that are in Stansted and part in Squatty Cook and part in Airslip. So, you know, we were kind of like, you know, not a very cohesive municipality as far as collectivity goes, you know. But I think Julie is a good person to head it up, and we'll see. I think she'll be more open to, arts and culture. So,
what are some of the big challenges facing Barnston West today?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, honestly, is the fact that, the Commission de protection des états laïcs has such a control over land, the fact that you know, farmers' children's and we just don't have place to build houses, to to bring up the population in our rural areas, you know, and we're constrained by the CITIDEAQ because you can't just build houses. Development is super constrained, you know, so a lot of the farmers' kids who would leave to make a living because they don't can't find lodging or housing in there. So I think that's, you know, honestly one of the biggest things. And the cost of everything has gone up, and we were transferred all the, you know, municipalities were transferred all the powers to the roads except for the numbered roads in 1996, and the funding for the roads hasn't followed, you know, the giving of control. And also another problem is that the, you know, municipalities have less and less control over their physical areas. You know, the province, often tells us what we have to do and what we can do, you know, what we need to do, instead of us having the ability to vote for our own things. And I think that this centralized, top-heavy government way is not healthy for an open and democratic, you know, existence. So that's what I think. And I think, you know, the CAC always, you know, coming down since the CAC has been in power, we've been mandated many things by the province that we have no say in as municipalities. And I think that's a problem.
One hot topic from last year, I remember, was Americans coming up and hunting coyotes on people's private property. Is that still a problem?
Yeah. We have people, that come onto our citizens' land without asking permission, and hunting with dogs chasing the coyotes, and it's a problem. It's still a problem, you know. And there's not much unless you're caught red-handed. It's very hard to deal with the problem, you know.
All you can do is call the SQ, right, and report it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it takes an hour for the cops to show up. So, you know, on a good day, you know, so it's not such an easy thing. And it's not just Americans, it's locals too. There's people coming from, you know, the local area. It's not just, I mean, maybe not our municipality, but, you know, from municipalities, they're coming with the Americans. It's not just Americans.
That was my conversation with Zeef Bzedek, owner of A Pizza on Galt West, which will close at the end of December after 7 years as both a neighborhood pizzeria and a cultural gathering place. As you heard, Zeef plans to refocus on his art, continue his work on Barnston West Council, and eventually bring Shazam Fest back in 2027. You can find more local stories, interviews, and council coverage at cjmqnews.com. For the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm William Crooks, and this segment was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. As always, keep your finger on the pulse.